Welcome to our third episode of The Brown and the Clown, a show guaranteed your mom will love better than she loves you. This episode is sponsored by Deliveries of Orlando. That's right, Deliveries of Orlando. They will deliver in-state, out-of-state, outer space. Make sure you call and let them know that The Brown and the Clown sent you for a special 20% off. Enjoy the show.
Oh, snap, it's happening.
Oh, it is. We're live.
Finally, after, 2 weeks of just postponing this episode, we finally got back, and we're now ready to record episode 3. I don't know if you noticed, dude, but recently, weird stuff has been happening, right? Weird stuff. Like, sense, right? So, you got me thinking. And I know you're kind of weird, just like me. So I know that something's going on that's not right. Low-key, dude, I think we live in a simulation.
Low-key. Yeah, I think so, too.
I've went full-blown deep research on this crap, right? And why do we think so? Why do I think this crap is happening? And I'm ready. I think the world's ready to know about our new theory. And just for you guys, gentlemen, we don't just do theories, right? But this one's a pretty big one. Yeah, I mean, we had to do this episode because a lot of weird crap's been happening.
Wait, what do you mean we don't do theories? That's literally all we do is theories.
No, we don't. We just freaking voodoo in New York or NYC, but that failed. That freaking bombed because no one liked it. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate that one. I guess my story wasn't that funny. Me going to a gay bar. Haha.
I enjoyed it.
Man, at least someone did. But no, it's been sketchy, man. Some sketchy stuff's been going on, right? So let me address world, right? Next week's episode or whenever it comes out, it's gonna be about movies, right? We're gonna break down movies and which one's like the top tier, top notch, goated movies, right? That's gonna be later. But now, simulation theory. Yeah. So okay, what do you think it is? How do you perceive this crap?
I think the simulation theory is like, you're pretty much, everything is in existence is a computer simulation. So basically, you, me, anyone around us are all controlled by a computer or an AI or some sort. Like, sort of like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You're plugged into this computer game, and everything around you is fake, technically. But you sort of feel it happening, if that makes any sense, like in your view.
Look, man, there's been a lot of movies out there that are introing us into simulation theory. Of course, Matrix was like the big one, right? But some other movies these days, man, are kind of making sense, right? And you're right, simulation theory is just, we don't exist, we're like little AIs, whatever, in this computer game world that we live in. And apparently someone controls what we do. Someone's out there saying, you know what, these two dum-dums will make a podcast together and we'll bang. You know what I mean? Some guy out there. You know what I mean? Some guy. Some freaking mysterious force. You know what I mean? Some, yeah, probably some virgin 400-pound guy with acne on his face who's probably playing Dungeons and Dragons.
How else do you explain? Okay, so to get into it, how else would you explain two random people, right, who go to the same school,
which is rare, that school is supposed to be for gifted kids, yeah, mind it's supposed you. To be
gifted kids.
No one gets in, like maybe 500 total. You know what I mean? Compared to your thousands. Yes, continue.
Exactly. We have the same birthdays. We somehow end up working the same field at the same place at the same time.
Correct.
Now, this is not a coincidence. This is definitely, in my eyes, this is definitely someone else is controlling this, Holly. Someone else out there is going on a little video game joystick and going, you know what? Let's make this happen.
I agree. But why? I agree. Because no way. Well, right? Which is kind of funny, but and fun at the same time. It's hard itself to find your birthday twin. It's really hard, right?
Yes.
Right? I don't give a damn what people say. Oh, it's my birthday twin. It's super hard to find that. That's one. Right, two, so that's odds number one. It's like low in the first place. Secondly, right, that school that we went to sucks. They literally hired nerds You're supposed to be like this gifted kid who's like super genius, right? And you take calculus, whatever.
The
like
school
some
is terrible.
Yes, it traumatized me. Dude, I swear, during my class, there's so many, like, I got so many school shooter vibes. Like, you don't understand, bro. Like, I feel like if I bullied a kid enough, they would, like, go off on me. So I was nice to everybody. But that school is weird, right? In the same area that we lived in, right? On top of that, we lived in the same area, too, which is even
Yes.
Right? Literally, at one point, we were, like, neighbors at one point. And then we're working at the same, around the same time, and we're partners. How?
You know How does that happen? Exactly. It's not a coincidence. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I get it if we went to the same school, whatever. Yeah, cool. Oh, okay, that's fine. It's a coincidence. But having the same birthday and everything falling in place, it goes beyond, like it goes above and beyond of what a normal coincidence is.
Correct. Because in that one outline, we laid out four coincidences. A coincidence is one occurrence that, like, oh, look, they have something in common, not four. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So this jumps into our simulation theory. You know what I mean? Nothing makes sense. The worst part is, it's probably, again, a 40-year-old dude, a virgin who has acne on his face, right? Playing Dungeons and Dragons, and he's the guy who dictates when we masturbate. That's kind of weird. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
He goes, you know what? Today, you will do it now. You know what I mean? That's kind of gross and weird. But again,
Yeah, but nothing makes sense, and you're right. Nothing makes sense.
oh
Why
man.
else would you have birds in the sky that just stop floating, or they just all crash down and die at the same time? Like, when does the simulation break, you know?
Correct,
How do we
right?
fix that?
Correct. I've never seen a depressed bird, and there's a video out there where a bird goes, you know what? So be it. I'm gonna hate my life, yeet and just jumps down. Not flies, jumps. You know what I mean? Cool. How does that even happen? It's beyond me, right? So I don't know what this guy's doing. There's a homeless guy in front of my car. I don't know what he's doing. He has a weird afro, but yes. But yeah, it doesn't make sense. Nothing at all makes sense. Look at the most simple concepts in the world, right? How do you value money? Who goes, you know what? This piece of paper is worth this much. Like, who does that? How do you even do that? You know what I mean? There's things that
Exactly.
are preconceived. So we're going to dive into it even more, right? Especially with our all-time famous theory that birds aren't real. Apparently a
Which
fan favorite.
they're not. But yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, things that shouldn't have any value we'd give value to. Why? You know, I also think that things happen for a reason. So I feel like, well, let me backtrack. I feel like stuff happens in a linear progression way. Like, it's all set in a way. You know what I mean? Like, for example, I was meant to meet you, work at the same place, make this podcast about theories. But it's all because of some higher being just putting these things together. But why?
Correct.
What is the end goal here?
For us to just play the game, I don't understand. Do you know what's funny? There's a movie that just came out with, within a year or two that kind of describes our theory, right? And again, hear me out, gentlemen. It's going to sound dumb, but everything that we do say is dumb anyway, so bear with us. You guys have joined along in this dumb roller coaster of a journey, so continue. Free Guy. If you haven't seen that movie, one, it's weird, right? It's basically like we're talking about a simulation where these two nerds, right, are playing a video game, and the character in the video game is a normal guy, ironically named Guy as well. He just does his job every time he resets the game or whatever, right? He gets his coffee every morning, goes to his job as a bank robbery at the same exact time, and then he continues every single day like nothing, right? Until he goes rogue. I'm not saying we went rogue, probably we did, but I'm saying we did. But he went rogue and he became this non-playable character and became like a hero, and he's doing this weird crap. So it's like when you watch a movie or play a game, right? There's always gonna be this one character there that's his sole job is to do that one thing. Like beggars, right? Their sole job is to be a beggar, ask for money, get change, drink alcohol, get pissed drunk, and then call 911. Right? That's their job. But what if you went rogue? What if he was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to change my life. No, you don't do that. You know what I mean? Someone has to control that. So that's where we start with simulation theory, that we're non-playable characters. Some guy out there is dictating the world, again, quite literally, and we're just living his reality. Again, kind of weird.
Right. So technically, we would have to break out of this alternate reality for us to actually notice that we are in a simulation.
Correct.
So there's actual people out there that are literally fed lines to their brain, and that's all they spew out. Lines over and over and over again.
Correct.
And that's all they will do.
Exactly. There's people out there whose job is just to act, and we pay money. Why do we pay money for acting? Why is it entertaining for us? You know what I mean? Who dictates art or music or movies? Who dictates how good that is, right? Exactly. We don't.
Speaking of art, man, you're right on the money. I swear to you, I saw a guy who took a mop and paint and just started mopping a canvas. And he sold this piece for like $10,000. People are like, oh, man, this is amazing. How? How is this art?
Look at that vision, man. Look how abstract it is. It's just a mop. You know what I mean? Exactly. I don't understand.
What does it mean? Why would you buy that? Correct. Couldn't you do that at home?
Exactly, right? Why would you spend millions of dollars for a paint cover, like a canvas cover with mop paint? Like, I don't understand. You know what I mean? And art is like the one thing that it's super subjective. Yeah, people want to pay money for. I get it. It's like if you make a nice, colorful picture, right, or portrait, whatever, I get that, right? But there's portraits everywhere. Why is the Mona Lisa so valuable? It's just a picture of a random chick, quite literally. There's no story behind it. Like, if someone painted a portrait of me, would I be worth millions? No. So who dictates that? The friggin' owner of this world or this friggin' computer game, he dictates, you know what? That Mona Lisa should be worth millions. She'll be the one that everyone goes for.
Yeah, I agree. It just doesn't make any sense. I think everything is what this creator or whatever it is puts value into. So, you know what? Better yet, I think, you know how video games, you know how there's a set price for different things?
Yes.
I think that's what happens to us. You know, they set a price and we just go, you know what? That's it. Like, so if somebody says the sky is green on the simulation, they type it in, the sky is green. That's it. Even though we know it isn't because we went rogue. But you know what I mean? That's the basis of it.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, I think people are going rogue now, right? Hence the metaverse. Hear me out. Right, I think as a society, we're kind of going rogue. Not saying that we did yet, but we're thinking now a little bit. Well, we're starting to think, and the metaverse is trying to put us back into simulation. Think about what's the whole purpose of the metaverse? Oh, so you can meet new people in a reality, I guess, right? But that's what we do anyways. I think Mark Zuckerberg probably is the freaking 40-year-old virgin out there controlling our lives. You know, like how when you play a video game or whatever, you build your own character, you build them totally the opposite of what you look like.
Yes.
So Mark Zuckerberg is that guy to me. You know what I mean? He's trying to build the metaverse, which is scary in its own way, right? It's going to make us detach from reality, which is even scarier. And then I guess you could do some weird, absurd stuff. Heimer has a research paper on this crap, on something really interesting about a metaverse, which I don't believe.
Well, before we get into that, it's funny to me that people are falling for it, man. People are paying thousands of dollars for land that does not exist in the metaverse. Correct. First of all. So why? Second of all, they're now saying that you can have sex on the metaverse and they say it actually feels the same as it does in real life.
That's so, so weird.
Why are they selling this so hard? You know, like, what, this happened, what, in the past, like, 6 months to a year, maybe? This whole metaverse thing came out?
Yes.
Why are right, so why are they trying to push this so hard? Are we breaking out of the simulation so bad that they need to pretty much control us again? What is it, you know?
Wants to reproduce? But that's kind of rape if you think about it, right? Isn't it? Like, oh, I found you attractive in an alternate reality. I'm going to bang you. Like, no, it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work like that. No, and there's people out there who are going to do the same exact thing. I'm like, you know what? I can do whatever I want, but they'll still be hungry. They'll still be starving. They'll still be having like difficulty breathing. They still can't freaking walk, right? But they're going to live in this reality world and make them more depressed. Think about how it's so bad for you, right? Because you're going to go out there saying, "Wow, this video game or this metaverse is so cool." Now I'm stuck in Earth. You know what I mean, like reality check or somewhat reality check,
right?
Right, so it doesn't go well. It's not going to work out. But the reason they're doing it is to put all these rogue guys who are thinking differently, put them back in check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it also goes with the another kind of not so random but correlation. Look at like stories, right, and legends and mythology, right? There's no physical proof that these things ever happen, but yeah, we idolize these creatures and gods, especially Greek mythology, right? Nothing, there's no evidence that, you know, Mount Olympus existed. There's freaking Zeus. You know what I mean, some guy 100 years ago could have went, you know what, let me sculpt a picture of this random dude with a beard, right, with a lightning bolt in his hand. You know what I mean, they could just done that just because, and now we're meant to believe that they existed,
right?
And like Medusa and crab and all these like mythical creatures, where we have no physical evidence of it.
Yeah.
And we go to Athens, right? Well, the buildings are nearly destroyed. Like, I'll give you that. But there's no like physical evidence of all these things happening, right?
But you know what's weird about all those gods is that they all have something in common. It doesn't matter that they come from different civilizations. They all have something in common. Why is that?
What is that? Tell me, Eimer. What is that one thing in common?
I'm not sure, because Gilgamesh has something in common with... what's the Indian lady that dances? I forget.
In millions. So yes, that one.
Yeah. So they have the same similarities, but apparently they come from different places. They both have the tongue out, which means sexuality. And now, if we go back to even like, I guess you want to say like Greek times, like they and you go back to what they had like in their shields, it's sort of the same thing that the same little symbols of these gods, or to them were lions with their tongue out, which meant the same thing. So now you're tying all these things together, but they're not even from the same time period or even the same place. So how does this happen? How do these things all tie in?
Correct. And the easiest comparison you can make is look at Thor and Zeus, right? Both of them totally like opposite parts of the planet. They're both God of Thunder. I mean, and arguably the strongest gods they have. You know what I mean? So how, who decide, you know what, let's make a parallel comparison. You know what I mean? Simulation theory. They find things that will amuse us and they put it there away. You know what I mean? And that's for us to go, you know what? That's kind of dope. There's no physical evidence of this thing ever happening, right? There's no picture of Zeus on these sculptures. There's no pictures, like physical pictures of Zeus and Thor. You just assume they're friggin' Liam Neeson and Chris Hemsworth. You just assume that's how they look. And then you move forward. No, simulation theory. You know what I mean? We're not real. All these things are just made up things by some random virgin who lives, I don't know where. It is where it is.
So, what happens if we break out? You know what happens when we break out? We start seeing the glitch in the system. Like, Aaliyah and I experience glitches all the time.
Oh, preach. Imer and I, we drive a lot. Oh, we drive together a lot, let's put it that way, right? We do that. We've seen some absurd things that we shouldn't have seen. And I think Imer has plenty of stories. where should we start?
We got way too many. Okay, so what about that one guy, right? This random guy, okay, so this is how you know we live in a simulation, and it's broken already. This white guy, I'm not saying that white people cannot wear do-rags, okay? But this white guy, white guy with a do-rag looked straight at me, looked at Ali, looked back at me and said, "Hey, what's up, black man?" and just walked away. This, I kid you not, this guy could have been a lawyer, but he had a do-rag on and he said this, like, why?
And the thing is, it's not even like it was randomly, like, you know, we just, you know, we were like in a high black man. It was in the middle of public where everyone could hear in 2021 where, you know, everything's cancelable. And he goes, "What's up, black man?" And then walked away.
Just walked away.
Like, what? And the thing is, the best part about that is no one else heard that besides us.
Which is why, exactly, which even further proves our point that if you have broken away from the system, no one else around you can pick up these cues, because they haven't gone rogue. They're still in the system. They're still in the matrix.
I agree. Just like the one time, oh man, so Iron and I were walking, right? We went to the break room because we were working. Went to the break room. We were kind of tired, right? Get some drinks, whatever. And in the break room, there's always a TV playing, right? At ESPN. That's the channel they chose every single time. Have the TV playing. And we never look at a TV, right? We never pay attention, because usually Stephen A. Smith, you know, just being him. So we just ignore it. There's nothing crazy about, you know, Stephen A. Smith. We'll get the news on Instagram, whatever happens. But it was last year, mid-summer, and Wimbledon was going on. And I'm not joking to you, because everything that we say here is truthful, right? Iron and I look up at the same time just because, right? And there's two guys playing tennis. Well, Wimbledon, duh. But the names caught off guard. There's one black dude, or darker dude, and one not-so-dark dude playing tennis. Well, it's kind of funny, right? But you see the names. And we freaked out, right? The first guy, his last name, right? Well, I might have butchered that name, but the name Ali was in his name, which is kind of weird by itself. And the best one, he was playing his opponent, Weimer. Y-M-E-R. And if you call BS on it, look under names. Look it up. They will say, professional tennis player, something Weimer. Professional tennis player, this guy Ali Ismi. They're legit people playing against each other while we go to the break room for once, look up and see what TV's showing, and we see that.
Us and we never do that. We never go in there and look up at the TV, because it never, you know, especially tennis. Who looks up at tennis when it's playing on ESPN?
Exactly. If it's like, you know, football or basketball, whatever, you're going to look up, see the score, maybe some highlights, even, you know, Sports Center top 10, whatever. You look at that, right? Screw it, even lacrosse. You might as well. But tennis, no one does. I mean, it's just tennis. It's just a random sport. You look up and you see that. And then the best part is that They played and went a commercial break, and we didn't see them again.
They disappeared. They disappeared. Exactly. There's a glitch in the system once again, and it's not a coincidence, because coincidences happens once or twice maybe, but this is going way too far, you know?
And the thing is, when other people came into the break room, we look, it happened because it wasn't playing again. They're on either such a long commercial break or something happened, but it was meant for just us two to see that. That is not normal. That is simulation, right? That is freaking crazy.
But simulation broke once again.
We have more. So I think the best, I think we'll save this one for the last one, right? I remember when it's like deep summer, like June and July in Florida, right? Like 90 degrees plus, right?
Yeah.
Most guys wear shorts and a t-shirt, maybe a tank top, right? That's it. Maybe. In the middle of the summer. We talked about this guy on the first episode, right? KJ. But this dude, again, makes no sense. He's a guy, you know what? The more I think about it, I think he's the guy who went rogue. He's the guy who went rogue. Since we saw him, everything else made no sense.
Yeah. But before you get into it, I think there's also tiers of going rogue. So I feel like KJ is like the deepest, like, tier you can get to, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, so like, there's like Rogue, like, okay, well, yeah, we live in a simulation, sure. Second one is like, yeah, we live in a simulation. There's literally like glitches everywhere, us technically. And then there's like the last one, which is KJ. You literally broke out of the mold, like, are literally like, you could probably see people are not even there. Like that's KJ. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. He was just going about his day just randomly, right? And he just came across us. Like he's like a little prophet, like trying to educate us. It was so weird. You know what I mean? But again, middle of the summer, super hot. This guy's wearing a sweater, like a legit, like, you know, wool sweater with long pants, and he had a blanket on top of him. And he goes, "Hey man, you have some water, bro? I don't feel too good." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Dude, you're wearing like 8 pieces of clothing. Like, what are you doing?" He's like, they're freaking out, and he's there educating us about this. Okay, about his personal life, put it that way, right? How he claims his baby mama did juju on him, so now he's you know, some feel some type of way. But what if it wasn't his baby mama? What if it was the freaking 40-year-old virgin out there who's controlling our lives? So you know what? He went rogue. Let's punish him. You know what I mean? I don't make him suffer. You know what I mean? It's like,
Exactly.
you know how when you play games, right? And you progress with levels, you're supposed to get better armor to attack, you know, to challenge the opponent or your boss, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think our Lord and Savior up there, right, wanted to punish him and say, "You know what? You're gonna go up the levels. We're gonna put just put less armor on you, or put more damaging armor, so you can suffer." That's what happened. And he's out there trying to educate us and teach us about the world, but he had to leave, ironically. I don't know why he had to leave, but he just dipped.
Right. So why does these things happen? I also have one where remember how I told you, Ali, that other guy, that he was just lost, just walking, just wandering, just going MK Ultra, big government.
Yes, you
MK
told me about
Ultra,
this.
big government. So I was literally like, "Hey man, what's wrong? You know, like, what's going on? Like, what's your name?" And he's like, "No, MK Ultra, big government." Just walked away. Like, what is going on here? You know what I mean? Like, why is it that we meet these people that are also have also gone rogue, but they've gone to like the third tier of like rogueness, and it just completely broke out, you know, like they just went crazy.
Exactly. And notice the crazier they are, the more freedom they have. They don't care about nothing.
And the more they make sense.
Because they went rogue, don't care about nothing else. I mean, their lives are already screwed. It makes total sense. And it's weird. It and things are adding up. I just hope that when we release this episode, Mark Zuckerberg can come by us and, like, you know, threaten us, like, "Hey man, you guys turn that crap off. It's actually legit." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope it's gonna happen. I hope. You know what I mean? But this also goes hand in hand with another thing. I'm gonna keep on going with another comparison we have, but wow, man, there's a lot of dumb people out there, right? A lot of dumb people, right? And we see this every day, right? Where we live, people are just dumb naturally, right? Ira and I were driving back from a party, right, last year, and we're driving back, and we see this guy get into a wreck, right? Casually, no big deal, right? We're not gonna mention the guy's name. Let's call him Johnny, right? Let's call him Johnny, right? So we see Johnny boy over here hits a pole in the middle of the night. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's no cars driving, right? I don't understand how that happened. And he wasn't drunk. He was on his phone,
Yeah.
right?
How do you crash with no traffic around you?
And it's a straight road. Like, I understand if it had like weird curves and crap, maybe I'll give you that. But it's a straight road. You know what I mean? Homie hit the curb and crashed head onto a pole, right? Decided to not open the door, which was open, right? Decided to jump out the window, by the way. He smelled smoke. And according to him, it was the car's about to go on fire. But when you think about it, and when you see it, it's the airbag, dum dum. Decided to jump out of the car, crawl bit by bit, right? And I guess crawl to safety. But what bothers me about that is that he didn't crawl to safety. He was positioning the car, right? He crawled, not walked. He claimed he crawled, and I believe it too. He crawled down the road at 4 o'clock in the morning, mind you, a car could have hit him. You know what I mean? And then decided to lay on the edge of another curb complaining that his ribs were hurting. How does that make sense? This guy has no sense of pain. He went rogue. You know what I mean? He glitched, quite literally, crashed, and said, you know what? I don't know how I feel no more. I don't know what's going on in my body. I'm glitching out. Let me lay on this curb. You know what I mean? Pain. Ow. Something. That's what happens. Well,
you know what that, okay, so that just made me think of something. What if they're here? Okay, what if the people who are rogue, quote unquote, rogue, are basically awake, are the real human beings and the people around them who feel no pain, like Johnny, are just NPCs who are just like built for that.
Exactly. Right.
You know, they're just built for these random acts for them to happen. Like, I don't know. Johnny just destroyed a pole for no reason. You know, like he just glitched out. Boom.
But what if, hear me out, what if that one guy going rogue affected everybody?
So you think this is like an original, like iRobot, like one robot went rogue, went bad, and they all turned.
Correct. I think, right? Okay, look at civilization throughout life, right? They literally get up, hunt, eat, go to sleep, and die. That's all they do. You know what I mean? Glorious. Or if you're a playable character, right? A PC, you do some crazy crap that you want, some stories that you want to, like Hercules or whatever, right? Again, point. But what if one guy went rogue and he just altered reality? So he's going to different people, right? Educating them. So now, no, not everyone's that dumb or glitched out or affected, but he's going to certain people. This is why you see some crazies out there who speak something, but in reality, they might be right. They might be right. So those guys out there are actually just educating us and trying to find like people to provide us wisdom. You know what I mean? That's what's happening. I think one guy went rogue, maybe now, maybe hundreds of years ago, who knows? And he's trying to like pass on his lineage. That's probably where I'm going with, and that's what I'm going to lead with. Because there's certain things that are unexplainable. You know what I mean?
And yeah, I think, exactly. Like some things are unexplainable. Like, how can you be talking about something and that something appears is one of like the perfect things that you can explain that.
Exactly. Right. Like, my favorite one is aliens, right? Who in their mind decided that an alien is a 5'1" little green dude with a little two antennas sticking out? You know what I mean? Who came up with that? How do you think of that? You know what I mean? Who went, that's an alien?
Aleister Crowley.
Exactly. Right.
Aleister Crowley came out with that.
Okay, but how did he come up with that? He never asked for an alien, didn't he? No,
he had a dream, man. That's what he said. He had a dream.
Exactly, right? A simulation, you know, feeding forces. I mean, they fed him this knowledge, quite literally, I guess. And now he's telling the world with what aliens are. This is why people try to shut him down, shut the whole UFO thing down, quite literally. So, there's more examples out there that Imer and I have seen that we can't really tell. Right, we might make a Patreon one day, you know, with more like in-depth stories where you're gonna have to pay $5 to listen to it. But there's more out there. I wish we could tell you more. But something happened like a week ago, which was freaking weird. Right, you're a fit guy. Right, I'm trying to be fit, but you're a fit guy.
Yeah.
How hard is it to do a handstand push-up?
It's pretty hard, man. It's one of the hardest things you can do.
Okay, you need strength, endurance, and core, mainly core strength, right? And then energy and all that kind of good stuff, right? Tell me how we saw our boss, right? We're joking with him. He's the coolest guy in the world, by the way. If you meet him, you know who he is. But our boss, right? He's just there, you know, talking to us, roasting us or whatever. And then someone claimed that he could do a handstand push-up, and I called BS. So I paid him $20 no way to do it.
I couldn't believe this.
Right? I paid him $20. And Imer, I've never seen like a guy who weighs 250 pounds become a spider monkey in 2 seconds. It was freaking weird, man. I'll never forget this. You saw this too. He literally came out of nowhere, went towards like a wall, I guess, right? Or a door. And just he went, okay, just with no hesitation. We're not even warming up, not even like, you know, stretching. Just went on a handstand, again, 250, and did like 5 push-ups or 6.
It was pretty impressive, man.
And the best part is no one else saw besides me and you.
And this is why the same machine theory strikes again.
And why is that a big deal? Because a guy who weighs that much and is 6 foot tall should not be able to do handstand push-ups that easily. Unless he like he does it every day. But he doesn't. We know that. You know what I mean? We know he doesn't do that. So he's activated this little wire switch in his head. You go, you know what? Let me do it. And is this six in a row? Like nothing. Like without even breaking a sweat. I couldn't believe my eyes. I'm so triggered. I spent $20 on that, by the way.
It was worth it, though. It was worth it.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't make sense. And there's a whole thing behind simulation theory. Nothing makes sense, and nothing is going to make sense because it's just a reality. And you have to pay close attention to everything you see and realize, well, that doesn't add up, nor is that. Exactly. And that would be a bad thing if you do it. It's just you're going to open up your eyes, quite literally. You know what I mean?
But I feel like if you try to look for things like that, you'll end up like KJ or, hey, what's up, black man guy? You know what I mean? Like, you just break. Like, you'll literally break. So, like, okay, the phone situation. We were talking about Miami Dolphins, right?
Oh, God.
We walked through this place three times. We did not see this phone. We picked it up. Wasn't a screen. Miami Dolphins. See what I mean? So if you start to think about these things and just go in circles, you just end up crazy. Like, you just have to let it be. Just let it happen. Like, how does exactly. that happen? I don't know. But hey, just let it go, or else you're just gonna go crazy.
Well, no cap. We're talking about Brian Flores the whole time while we're driving. The whole time about the whole Brian Flores thing, and we went we parked up, went to this spot to get some food, I guess, and. I guess I forgot my wallet and something. And we went back to the car like multiple times. And there's no phone there. And after we made our order, we came back, right, to sit in the car because I don't want to wait inside because too many people. But we went back to the car and randomly was a phone there. And no one was walking. There's no way someone just dropped a phone there for a while. And when we picked it up, the phone was pretty hot too because it was sunny. So it means it'd been there for a while, but it wasn't. We picked up the phone. Oh, Imer did. He just checked to see, you know, if someone dropped it. He clicked on it or tapped it for a second, and the first thing that comes up, Miami Dolphins. We couldn't believe our eyes. We were just talking about Brian Flores for like how long?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 minutes. And then it just came to be a Miami Dolphins fan, just randomly. The odds. You know what I mean? Nothing makes sense. That's the theme of today's episode. Nothing makes sense because we're in a simulation. And it's freaking true, man. And hear me out. I have another theory, kind of weird, but
a theory within a theory.
Yes, theory inception.
Oh,
okay. So the people who are controlling us are not dumb. I think they're waiting for our reaction to see how will we react to this.
You saying people in general or Ali and Imer?
No, just people in general, right? Because certain things shouldn't happen. Like, think about The Simpsons, right? And some other shows that predict stuff. This, oddly, they predict so many things. You know what I mean? They predicted 9/11, Donald Trump being president. They predicted COVID at one point. All these things are predicted. And believe it or not, but I think the superior force up there, right? He's putting these messages, these signs, and these TV shows and see how we react. If humans react, you know what? Who cares? No one cares. Donald Trump president? Oh, well. Corona? Oh, well. And react normally to it, he just makes it happen in real life. If we react poorly, it doesn't happen in real life. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is called predict programming.
Predict programming. Okay.
Yeah, predictive programming, which is like, it is another theory where the powers that be, the people who controls the matrix, whatever you want to call it, they have to put these things out into the world for them to happen. So they have to show the masses, they have to show everybody in order for it to happen. So like, let's say like, I don't know, like you said, like The Simpsons, like predicting 9/11, like they had to put that out there for it to happen in the world.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They had to see how people reacted for it to happen. And now you're going to ask, well, how did it happen like centuries ago? Well, think about it, gentlemen. Think about it, right? The whole term history repeats itself is for a reason, because it had to happen, and our reaction dictates if it happens or not. You know what I mean? So yeah. Look at World War II. This must have been multiple genocides before that, multiple, and we reacted a certain way that made it possible. Just like, I don't know, sports, right? Which we're not going there today.
I have a theory about sports, which we'll get into later. I feel like the NFL is rigged.
That's another episode. Maybe episode 5. We'll get down to that. We need some more research. We need some more evidence, right? But the whole term history repeats itself in sports and anything you look at is because the reason why it repeats itself is because it was successful one time, so they're doing it again until it fails. That's why people do that. That's how these supreme lords up there believe things should work, and based on our reactions, they make a decision, which is pretty impressive when you think about it.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. I think we've hit 40 minutes today on just simulation theory, which is pretty impressive, man. We nailed it today.
Yep. Yeah.
I think we nailed it. It wasn't like a more funny side, but it's like more like, you know, it's us.
Our experiences with this theory and why we believe it's true. Let's just leave it at that.
Correct. And just watch, right? Just watch how when you open your eyes and see certain things, you're going to think about us. Like, wow, Ali and Imer talked about simulation theory. Wow. And you'll see. You're opening your eyes.
Yeah. All you have to do is look around and look at different things that otherwise you would just like, oh, yeah, whatever. But like, pay attention to these different things. Like, you'll start to notice little glitches in the matrix.
Exactly. And once you figure that out, you'll kind of jump on board with us. You know what I mean? Now, is there a solution to it? Well, no, not really. We're going to die eventually, and then that's when the game ends. That's when you unplug. Yeah, you know I mean? You pull the plug. And again, think about why did they have to wreck a car that day and die? I mean, it's weird. So a guy goes, you know what? I'm tired of you. I don't want to play with you no more. Yeet. Unplugs the plug, and he just dies. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this guy no more. He's been kind of boring. Yeet.
Exactly. Except that Toy Story. I'm done with you, you know, like.
And then he just drops him.
He just drops him. Exactly.
So that's how we're going to end today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to call that phone number today from Deliveries of Orlando and drop your best Chewie or Chewbacca or Wookiee impression for 20% off. Gentlemen, have a great day. Bye-bye.
See ya.